is Sean McCord at the 2015 Virginia Film Festival here in the always ambient Whiskey Jar. I'm here with director Marcus Mizell and two of his actors, Jesse O'Neill and John Dres.
Burgos.
John Dres Burgos. Their film is Actor for Hire, which screens very shortly, 4 o'clock today, Friday, at the Violet Crown. Marcus, why don't we start with you? Tell us a little bit about the origin of your film, Actor for Hire.
It started out where we were, it was just a little web series that nobody really seemed to care about. My grandma and his parents, you know, like 8 people. But they really seemed to like it, so we made a second episode, and more people seemed to like it, we think. And so I got lucky and found a little bit of money, and we went for the feature, and here we are.
And have you been... Have you been taking this on the festival circuit?
This is festival number 21 for us.
Wow.
Yes. So we have 22 total. We have one more in Wilmington at Kookaloras next week, and then we're done. We go to the next project.
Okay, Jesse, you are the actor for hire in the.
I am the actor.
The title,
for hire.
Actor for hire.
Yeah.
Tell us a little about your character. What's your character's name?
My character's name is Jesse as well. So we're all playing caricatures of ourselves. Yeah, I'm a regular normal guy who's kind of lost and figuring things out. I'm not booking any acting jobs, and I've started to believe it's
in the film, yes,
and in real life. yeah, but let's not get into my personal. It's very sad. I believe it's because I'm bald. Mm-hmm. I start seeing all these people around me that are booking and becoming successful, and I believe it's because they have young, youthful, beautiful hair. So I get the idea to, pawn in what we're calling our crop top and try and get a wig, or get a wig and then go and immediately book a part and then go on a hell of a ride from there.
So I see shades of Tootsie here. In that you're an actor who changes your appearance, and suddenly you're an actor acting, and by acting you're able to get acting jobs.
Yeah.
You know, as far as the story structure of it all, and like the comedic gags that we went with, a lot of it is inspired by Tootsie itself, because you know it's the best disguised comedy ever made.
Oh yeah.
You know, and one of the best comedies ever made. So that was a huge inspiration. It's funny you said that. You know. It was a little better than ours, maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
Slightly better budget, maybe.
Yes.
John Dres, tell us about your part in the film.
Well, ironically enough, speaking about Tootsie, I don't think anybody knows this, but I actually have that script, and I've read it about 4 times.
Mm-hmm.
My character is the hired actor, and he's playing many roles, and he comes across Jesse's character in a casting that he had, because one of the characters is John Dres, or Johnny, the character name is Johnny, is a casting director.
Yeah.
And, you know, he meets Jesse and he likes his work, and they meet up again, ironically enough, in some other time. And Johnny is very interested in helping Jesse's character out. So he sort of takes him under his wing, but Johnny and John Dres are method actors. He's a method actor, so he sort of gets lost in all the work that he's doing, and he doesn't really forget about Jesse, but he forgets about life itself and everybody involved, and he just goes in so deep. And then he makes his way back and, you know, helps Jesse and all that stuff, along with other characters that are also not here. But
so basically, it sounds like Matthew just turned the camera on and said, have fun with this.
Yeah, basically. Which was great.
Which is always fun.
Yeah, it was great, because I believe I had just finished a movie with John Cusack about a week and a half before we started shooting the actual feature.
Mm-hmm.
And the character for that movie was very dark. And once Marcus says, hey, we're filming it, I was like, thank you. I can get out of this character, this darkness, and come into these other characters that we're going to play. So yeah, it was a stress relief.
Marcus, tell me about crafting the script for this. You said it started out as a web series.
Right.
So you would sort of do like shoot an episode, then write the next episode and shoot that. And then when you did the feature film, so you have material to work with, How much of this were you? Was it totally scripted? Were you improvising on the set with some of the actors?
Well, I got to start with even before the script. Like I like to look at like just like the overall kind of vibe and maybe like the bigger elements of how you would make how I wanted people to feel about it when they're watching it and all this. I knew I wanted colorful. I knew I wanted loose and fun.
Mm-hmm.
I knew I wanted certain comedic gags, and like I knew I wanted it to be a disguised comedy. When the script came together, it came together really easily. It's the easiest thing I ever wrote, which is kind of interesting. That's a whole different topic, but you know, I knew what I wanted to do, and then I applied what was already there in real life, and we made it kind of merge together. And then by the time you get to rehearsing and everything, you give, you know, the part is these guys' part, the actor's part, and then we just modify it from there. I mean, as long as you keep the gag and you keep your point, your story points for each scene, you should then be able to, you know, let the actors do their thing, give them their space.
The film we're talking about is Actor for Hire. Screens very shortly, 4 p.m. at the Violet Crown. So it started out as a web series. You've done the feature film. Is this the end of the story, or is there more?
You know, we've got nice picture, Jesse. We've got distribution.
Yeah.
So we're coming out January 1st.
Nice.
iTunes. It's already available for pre-order, which is exciting.
Nice.
We had a couple pieces of press and Deadline and Hollywood Reporter and IndieWire, so we're just living off that buzz right now and just trying to push it. Trying our best to enjoy this festival.
So if people want to find out more about the film, you have a website, you got a Facebook page.
Yeah, so just simple as actorforhiremovie.com.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Yeah.
All right. Well, gosh, I didn't want to keep you from your own screening. It's going to be screening at 4 o'clock at the Violet Crown. And afterwards, you're going to have a discussion with Marcus, with your producer, with your actors, with your executive producer. Trust me, you're going to have a blast. I know this is your 21st film festival.
Yeah, yeah.
But people always walk away from the Virginia Film Festival saying, wow, those are really good audiences. Those were smart questions.
You know, that makes sense to me. I can probably see that. It's a good vibe here. Very nice vibe. Very nice.
Well, thank you very much for coming by. And whatever you have in store,
thank you very much.
Whenever you have in store next, I hope we see you back here.
Yes, we hope so too. Hope so.